We are on the way into the weekend, and the gentleman that these days fixes up my weekend calendar is Lindsay Carr. Hello, Lindsay.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm very good. Big weekend on the way. There are lots of things happening. But tell me first, have you ever walked through the house and stepped on a Lego brick?
No, I haven't. No,
you've never done that?
No.
You were very, very lucky.
Possibly some Meccano.
Yeah, okay.
If that's any help, but not Lego. No, I'm not a. I've never been into Lego, no.
Well, there could be a bit of that happening right now. Tell us a little bit more.
Well, there certainly will. The Brickman Experience, which is on this weekend at the Entertainment Centre. It's a massive Lego display from professional Lego builder Ryan McNaught, who's known as the Brickman. He creates internationally acclaimed masterpieces. There are more than 5 million Lego bricks on display, including a quarter-scale Lego sports car and the world's largest Lego flower. He's even built the Roman Colosseum, would you believe? But he reckons that was a pretty tough call.
I imagine
it would be, yes, all those fiddly bits. And if you go along, you have the chance to design your own Lego masterpiece. That's at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre, the Brickman Experience, and it's running for the rest of the month.
Lindsay, I'm still surprised you've got at this stage of your life and never stepped on a Lego, but that's all right. Steamfest is the other big event happening, but there is a couple of little tiny things happening in and around the festival at Maitland Public School.
My word, Maitland Public School has a display of trains made by children. This is big and small model trains, some made of wood and some from recycled materials. And that's in the hall of the school. And outside of the schoolyard, there'll be a variety of stalls, including books, cakes and clothing, plus a Barbie. And that's happening this weekend, tomorrow and Sunday. So just in case you weren't aware of that, as it is part of Steamfest, and it's in Church Street, Maitland Public School, just down the road from the railway station.
And we love a sing-along too.
Ah, yeah, sing-along to the shows. This is another in the popular series of sing-along concerts at the Adamstown Uniting Church tomorrow afternoon. And it's called Around the World. It's a trip around the world with a host of popular tunes celebrating global cities. And there's a special segment to honour the recent 100th birthday of Dame Vera Lynn.
Wow. Amazing stuff.
My word.
Now, I cannot take a good photo for anything, but there is an award exhibition happening for those who have been able to take some pretty good snaps.
The Nikon Walkley Press Photography Exhibition you're talking about, and it's on until the end of this month, the end of next month, I should say, at the Wall's End Library in Bun Street. Award-winning photos from Australian journalists on some of the biggest news stories of last year, and some of the photos are, of course, spectacular. And it's open at weekends, Sunday included.
Looks forward to that at Wall's End Library. And finally, a bit of a teaser for Easter coming up.
Yes, From Darkness to Light. It's on Sunday afternoon at the Sacred Heart Cathedral. It's a concert of readings and hymns to celebrate the story of Easter. The organist will be Peter Guy, and the performers are the Newcastle Tudor Singers and the Hunter Handbell Ringers. That's sacred music this Sunday afternoon at the Sacred Heart Cathedral.
And it rhymes as well.
It does too. Yes, it does.
Something from everybody. We've got photographs, we've got singing, we've got little trains, and we've got
everything.
Lego,
my word, yes.
Lindsay, we cannot wait to see what you've got for us next week at the special day of Thursday, being Easter next week.
That's correct. I'll be here Thursday instead of Friday, yes.
With a big Easter special. It is 10:24. 2NURFM.